You guys can vote right now. At Nick Wilson says we started the show disagreeing about Darius Garland's big night. We both agreed he had a bad night. But what does that mean and how much criticism does he deserve? One of the things JP said in that first segment was that Darius' struggles against Boston outweighed his strong play in his first 15 games. So we have a question. Is that how you see it? 18% of people saying yes right now. Only 100 votes in. You guys can vote at Nick Wilson Says on social media. But let's go ahead and get to quick hits. All right, JP, let's get started here. Russell Wilson comes to Cleveland as the Steelers starting quarterback for the first time tomorrow and released a hype video for Thursday Night Football on social media. In this video, have you seen it? I should start with that.
No, okay. I know you commented on it. I think you sent it over in the DMs. I did not open it.
If you put Phil Collins in the air tonight in your hype video, is it fail-proof? Because that's what he did.
Well, I mean, that's Baker's logic. That was Baker's move. He's just stealing Baker's material now. Is Russell Wilson a bit Steeler? One has to wonder.
Worse than Baskin and Phelps, some are saying.
Reason why I didn't open it, Nick, or have to look at it is because I knew what it was going to be. I knew there'd be some montage. I didn't know what song. I didn't know who was going to be involved as far as the song was concerned, but like you've seen one Russ hype video, you've seen them all.
I just think it's funny that he's hyping up this game. Like you're 8-2, and they're 2-8.
It's just who he is.
He would hype
it up if they were 2-8, though. That's the thing about Russ.
This would be like Mike Tyson releasing a hype video when he's going to beat Wee Man's ass. Like at some point, fella, just take the easy victory and move on down the road. You don't have to get hyped about this game. But if he had done this for the Ravens game, does he do it for every game?
I don't know if he does it for every game, but I have seen other videos in the past.
So here's the other thing. Does he just have a hype video guy?
Yeah, he's got a whole social media team that does all this stuff.
That's okay. Hopefully he doesn't pay him well, because this was very...
You think Russ was like in there using iMovie and like editing and creating
it? It was kind of a rhetorical question. I know he has to have a social media team, but it's kind of like the low-hanging is fruit of low-hanging fruits. Did we get... Did the thing go off?
Yeah, it went off.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, we're on to the next one.
I was just so outraged by all that.
Omaha!
Ohio State has a starting center issue, and the best offensive lineman on their team, Seth McLaughlin, tore his Achilles. He is out for the year now, Nick.
A lot of that going around.
And
Protect your Achilles.
They already have a bunch of offensive line problems, just being another one. Vegas, by the way, did not make this any sort of impact. It went from minus 13 to minus 13.5. They somehow went the wrong direction.
They must have seen Seth McLaughlin snaps in the national championship or in the playoff game 2 years ago.
I have Buckeye friends. You would know this better than I do. I have Buckeye friends that are panicking right now over what their offensive line is.
But yeah, because their O-line already sucks.
Yeah.
So when your O-line sucks and the guys who are your best O-linemen start to go down, like Josh Simmons, now like Seth McLaughlin, I mean, I just feel like this is where you're at. No, this is a real concern. This could be the thing that undoes Ohio State's championship dreams. And honestly, Ryan Day only has himself to blame. He bought back Justin Fry, who I don't think is a good O-line coach. They've not developed well. They've not plucked from other organizations well. This is a real concern. It also might cost you the Big Ten title game, because now your O-line's worse than it was if you play Oregon when you played them the last time.
I mean, no shot they lose to Indiana, though, right?
I don't want to say it.
Are you putting it on the table?
No, I feel like the second that I say it is the second that they'll go ahead and lose.
They're guaranteed to win?
Yeah, and I can't.
Wait. When you say it, do you think that means they make them lose, or are you giving like your, like if we have like the Peterlin pick of death, for instance, where anytime I pick something, it just doesn't happen? Is that what you have?
Something like that, yeah. Little afraid on it.
Very fair.
Omaha!
Deion Sanders has Colorado at 8-2, JP, and on the auspices of the playoff conversation, I believe they're ranked 16th right now. The big jump from a rocky first year in Boulder comes rumors and innuendos that Deion could level up with a new gig in either college or the pros, but Deion continues to push back on that idea.
You gonna talk about me going somewhere with my AD in there?
Convention zone.
Yeah, they mentioned us with a lot of other stuff before we start winning too, didn't they? That wasn't fair, was it? Like, I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people don't in there and not of age don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do.
Two-parter. One. Are kickstands not a thing anymore?
I think people know what a kickstand is.
I mean, I don't understand. That was a really wild. Like, a lot of people don't know what kickstands are anymore.
Sure about that?
People don't ride motorcycles anymore, really, the same way that they did.
Well, yeah, but doesn't everyone still grow up riding bikes? Every kid that I know that's friends with my kids has bikes. That's where I learned kickstands from. Not motorcycles.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought motorcycles. I didn't even think about like a child with a bike. But you should know what a kickstand is.
You know, you guys, you young people don't know about this. It's called car brakes.
Yeah. It's called a brake pedal.
Yeah. You guys don't know about this. Have you heard about? It's called the internet. All right, and I don't know if the internet's still a thing. The second thing is, are you buying what Dion is selling about being content in Colorado?
I don't buy a word that ever comes out of that man's mouth.
Yeah, he is. And here's the thing:
he doesn't either, though. That's the thing. He doesn't either.
It's all bull junk. I'm going to tell you right now: if the Cowboys said, "Here's a 5-year, $75 million deal to be our head coach," $65 million, because $65 million would be $15 million a year, he'd take it. If Oklahoma or Alabama or anybody, Florida State certainly with Mike Norvell, if any of those people or any of those schools gave him that, he would take those jobs in a heartbeat. He likes Colorado for now.
Omaha! All right, we go to a clip on ESPN from Joey Galloway suggesting that Curtis Rourke, the Indiana quarterback, should be benched on Saturday against Ohio State. Here we go.
Honestly, if we believe in what our metrics are saying, if I'm Indiana, I don't know if I'm playing Rourke against Ohio State. We've seen what happened to Florida State last year, Jordan Travis. What could keep Indiana out of this? Getting their quarterback hurt. We've seen it happen to Florida State last year. Having not played anybody. Damn. If you look at 3, 4, and 5, Texas, Penn State, and Indiana, they literally have played nobody between all three teams. The toughest team in that is Vandy. So a lot of this that we're looking at is eye test. When you look at the resumes of 3, 4, and 5, it brings back the idea of let me not play anybody and be undefeated.
I mean, he makes a point. I hate it. I don't believe this is what college football should do in the slightest bit. You got to play. You take on Ohio State. That would be a massive disappointment if you're just avoiding Ohio State because you think it's in the best interest. And you know what?
I don't get his point.
The committee should punish it. Well, the idea is if it's not with your strength, if your quarterback's not on the field and your strength isn't there, then they can't hold a loss against you because it wasn't you at full strength against Ohio State.
So you tank the game?
That's what he's suggesting. That's why it's one of the dumber things I've ever heard.
That is just... I mean, it's almost insulting.
It is for the whole sport. It's insulting.
And here's the thing: like, I don't think teams would do this. If you do this, you would. Meaning,
somebody's going to eventually do it.
Yeah, but that person's also going to get fired.
Well, very quickly. And they're also running a program they don't actually believe in. Because if you're Indiana, you have to try to believe, even at 13.5-point dogs, that you can beat Ohio State.
I just don't love that. I'm annoyed at Joey Galloway now. He's on my you know what list.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha.
Adam Schefter's broken many a stories in his illustrious career when he joined Kevin Clark's This Is Football podcast. Schefty was asked about the weirdest place he's broken a story and did not disappoint.
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
I can remember being in Denver one time, and I was... How do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin, in every which way.
I'm just staring straight at the camera, buddy. I'm just not. That's it. This is the greatest episode we've ever had.
I think Adam Schefter's married, and that's a dumb thing to admit in public.
He's married. I'm happy that Dale Carter played, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, no, still dumb.
If the timelines didn't add up there, if he was like,
unless it's his wife, you don't talk about, laying it for the first time with somebody else on a national podcast.
Well, if he would have just been like, just got done with this girl for the first time, and the Jordan Love extension news broke, and I had to be on it, that would be a little much.
Whoopsie
Dale Carter.
Daisy. So I dropped her back off at college, and then one, it is funny, but
congrats
two
on the sex, Schefter.
Two, charming or chotch.
Very chotch.
Very chotch.
It felt
chotch,
like he needed to let us know that he had sex with someone that wasn't his wife at some point in life.
And by the which we're also we don't believe. I mean, look at the man.
Also, he's and for the first time, as if there was an assumed multiple times for sure.
As if it, like the third time they had done it, it would have been okay. It would have happened, but the first time, that's a special thing. Here's the other part about this that just annoys the hell out of me. What is Kevin Clark laughing about? He doesn't know where this is going. And he just goes, what was that laugh about?
It was a lot. Also, this is another chapter in the insiders think we care way too much about their life.
Yes.
And we just really...
Report the news, clown. That's where we are.
Make me a bicycle, clown. Yeah. Do your job.
Omaha!
Do we have time for one more?
One more.
All right, let's do it.
Make it quick.
Chiefs and the Bills game drew 31. Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Sorry. I clarked.
Chiefs Bills game drew 31 million viewers. 31 outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas games. That was the biggest audience the NFL's had for a regular season game since 2007 when the Colts and the Patriots matched up and were undefeated. It aired in the 425 window. The opening window was about 20 million viewers. That was CBS's biggest regional window audience since 1992. 31 million for Chiefs Bills.
Look at that.
I mean,
those are numbers.
Line those pockets.
Those numbers mean something.
In case you're worried, those numbers mean something.
It save the season? 216-474-0092.
How do they keep growing in popularity, Nick? It feels like everything is going down. NBA is down 25% to open up the season as far as their viewership is concerned. Everything is going down. Football continues to find fans from anywhere.
Make the Chiefs play every game and every weekend. It's like the gauntlet. Have you made Mahomes just go, all right, Mahomes, all right, you just beat the Bills. Now I got to go play the Browns. And then I got to beat the Cowboys. Like, play them until they lose. It's the only way. Only way you can get more people watching. I just think at this point,
Mahomes does live in that 425 window, though.
Yeah. And he
does. They give him a lot of 425 window games.
Man, I got to say, if I am Roger Goodell, I'm just sending these numbers to Adam Silver, who, when he was asked about the NBA TV numbers, is like, I mean, politics, the World Series, is like, oh, Adam. Adam, none of us believe that fella. Things have either gotten really hilarious or really got out of control in Berea. We have proof next on 92.3 The Fan.